Even another day, it was only, there's another day less, there's only 2 days difference. But Bezoi, Rosh Chodesh Nisan that year came out, Rosh Chodesh Sivan came out on a Monday. So right, there wouldn't be any kasha to Rabbi Yosi or to the Rabbanim. Toshima, Titania, the Seder Roilim, we learned in the Seder Roilim. Nisan Sheboi Yossi Yisom Mitzrayim. That Nisan, when Klai Yisro went out of Mitzrayim, it was the Arba Osir. It was the on the 14th day of Nisan, Shechutu Pesachim. That's when they bring the Shechitas Korban Pesach. The Chamish Osir, on the 15th day, Yotzu. They went out of Mitzrayim. The Oisei Ayoim Erev Shabbos Oyev. Is this Bryce that says in the Seder Roilim, says Pakeh from the Bryce before. Before we had, it was Thursday, the day they went out of Mitzrayim. This Bryce says, no, it was Erev Shabbos. Klai Yisro went out of Mitzrayim on Erev Shabbos. Oisei Ayoim Erev Shabbos Oyev. Now, Omid the Reish Yarcha the Nisan, Erev Shabbos, if they went out, so that was the 15th day, so Melu Rosh Chodesh was on the exact same day, it was also Friday. When the Soyuz, Omid the Reish Yarcha the Nisan, Erev Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Nisan of that day, that year, had to come out, come to Soyuz on a Shabbos, on a Nisan, Erev Shabbos, on Friday. Obezoy Reish Yarcha the year, Chad the Shabbos, that the Rosh Chodesh year, since Nisan is a Mole, came out on Sunday. The Sivan that was coming, betrayed the Shabbos. That Rosh Chodesh Sivan now comes out on Monday. It's Kashan Rabbi Yosi, where it's a riot to the Rabbonin, but it's a Kashan Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds that the Rosh Chodesh of that year was when was. Riot to the Rabbonin. Omolok Rabbi Yosi, Hamani Rabbonini. So Rabbi Yosi is also asking me, says, that the Rabbonim finally have one brisa to them. The Rabbonim have this brisa of the Seder Roilim. This Seder Roilim is a riot to the Rabbonim. That Rosh Chodesh Sivan came out on Monday. But that Cheshbin, the Torah was given on Shabbos, there was only Vav Sivan. That's Rabbi Yosi's mother, the Rabbonim have a brisa to them. Toshima, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, the Sheini Ola. The second day after Klai Yisrael, after Rosh Chodesh Sivan, when Klai Yisrael came into Midbar Sinai, the second day was Olam Moshe. Moshe went up to Har Sinai VaYorid. Moshe came down that day. But Shlishi on the third day, Olam Moshe Vayte went up to talk to Hashem VaYorid. He came down to tell Klai Yisrael again what he learned from Hashem. Vidalid Yorid. On the fourth day, he only came down. Veshub Lo Yoli, didn't go up anymore because he didn't go up until Matan Torah, until either Vav or Zayin. You say on the fourth day he only came down. But the day before on the third day, you say in the morning he went up and he came down at night. So if he came down, how did he come down again the fourth day without going up? If you say he didn't go up on the fourth day, how is it possible he came down on the fourth day? On the fourth day, Moshe also went up and came down. It just means to say on the fifth and sixth day, Moshe did not go up. It's the fifth and sixth day, Moshe stood down. So the second day, the third day, the fourth day, Moshe went up in the morning and came down again and told Klai Yisro Tzivuyim. On the fifth and sixth, Moshe didn't. The Chamishi, what did Moshe do? Bonim Mizbeach. Vikrev Olav Korban. He brought the Mizbeach and he brought Kabonis then. The Shishi, on the sixth day, Erev Shabbos, Lehoi Eloi Panai. He didn't have any time. For the Gemara, my love, why didn't he have any time to go out to Hashem or to do things? Mishum Torah. Lechura, because of the Kabbalah Satorah. Lechura Tzurai, the Kabbalah Satorah was on Friday. This is a kasha according to everybody. Everybody said before that Kabbalah Satorah was on Shabbos. Sat Gemara Loi. Mishum Terech Shabbos. The reason why Moshe was busy on the Friday, he couldn't do anything because of Terech Shabbos. He had to prepare himself for Shabbos. The mitzvah Friday to prepare for Shabbos. That's why he couldn't do anything. But not because it was a Kabbalah Satorah, but because there was a Terech of preparing for Shabbos. Shrashi b'chamishi bonim mizbeach k'desiv v'yivim mizbeach takasar. Yemayla mishum toru lohei loy penai la'alois. He couldn't go up. Shekiblo kulam yachad as a divrus. Everybody's makabel a divrus together. And then tomorrow, no, he couldn't go up because he was busy preparing for Shabbos. Doresh ugli loy olei the Rav Chizda. That's true. Somebody dashing olei the Rav Chizda means drash lefnei Rav Chizda. Somebody dashing in front of Rav Chizda, and he said, Baruch Rachmona, Gevenshu the Yebishta, the Yoyevoy Ryan Tlisoi. He gave like three Torahs to Klai Yisrael, Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim, Liyam Tlisoi, to a Nam that comes out of the third person, the Trashi means, Kahanim Levi'im Yisraelim. There are three categories of Klai Yisrael. Ayidei Tlisoi, the Trashi means Moshe, Tlisoi Lebetin. He was the third one born to his mother, Miriam Aaron Moshe. So he's the third one. V'yoyim Tlisoi V'yarcha. It was given the third day of the month. Is b'yayin plisoy b'yacha, the third day of the month. So the Gemara, what does that mean? Rashi, b'yayin plisoy mitzvah prisha, as the third day of the mitzvah prisha. Is a chura command for Rabbanan. There's another riot to Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, the Torah was given the third day of the prisha. As Rabbanan said, mitzvah prisha was on Thursday, and the Torah was given on Shabbos. That's the third day of the mitzvah prisha. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the mitzvah prisha was given on Wednesday. From the says, there was 3 days that they had to wait for the issue to become Torah. But the Torah was given on the fourth day. Here, this Dorish, Kalilu Darshin, that the Torah was given the third day from the mitzvah prisha. So it's another Braisa Raya to the Rabbonim, that the prisha was given on Yom Chamishi, and the Torah was given on Yom Shabbos, the third day from that. So tomorrow, Rabbi Yossi, by the Tzmachloikas of Yossi and the Rabbonim. Allah, Hilchos Nida is supposed to hold like Rabbi Yossi Shita, that the Torah was given Taka on Shabbos, and that was really Zion Sidon. And the mitzvah of Prisha was 4 days, really. There's 3 whole days that Isha had to wait, that the Sheikh was there, will still become Talmid. Right, Pasuk says, Vayisiyatzvu besach tesor. Klai Yisrael was waiting, standing underneath the har. Omer Rav Avdimi bar Chomo, bar Chosso, Melameit shekofa korish boch u'aleim mesarak ha-gigis. That the Klai Yisrael was standing underneath Har Sinai. What do you mean underneath? It means Poshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up the Har Sinai on top of Klai Yisrael, that you pick up a barrel. The Yomelim HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael, Yimatev mekabla matari, if you're going to mekabla the Torah now, muta, will be good. V'yimlav, but lo yitzu, you're not going to mekabla the Torah, shom take for Aschim. Means the Eivish to have the whole Har Sinai on top of Klai Yisrael, I'll just drop the mountain on top and it'll kill you all. That's why Klai Yisrael is mekabla the Torah. His Zechura, the Kabbalah, was a Kabbalah Ba'onis. They were forced to the Kabbalah Torah. And therefore, Omer Rav Chomer Bar Yaakov, Mikan, from here, from this Maisam, Moidor Rabbali Raisa. Like, there's a Teretz, why we don't learn Torah. There's a tiny, why you're not learning, I have a Teretz warrant. Because we weren't Mekabalit Piyabal, we Mekabalit Stam, we were forced to be Mekabalit. Trashin Tach Tishar. Tachis Har Mamish. As Mashim, they were underneath the Har. What do you mean underneath Har Sinai? That means like Kodesh Baruch Hu picked it up Kegigas. Kuba Shematilim Bo Sheikha. A barrel that you put in beer. Is the Chur Maidor Rabba Shem Yasminim Ludin. His client, his Abish is going to have to tie this to us. Why we don't learn Torah? Allah, Malay Kiyamtim, Masha Kibaltim Aleichem. You client was Makabu the Torah. How come you not be Makayim the Torah? Is Yeshkalem true, but have a terrace to this? Shekiblu Bianus, because we were forced to Makabu the Torah. That's in the Gemara. That Bishas Kabbalah's Torah was a Kabbalah Bionis. It was at the Gemara. Omar Rava Afo Piken, you should know, therefore, it's still Hoda Kiblu Bimei Achashverosh. By the Mice of Purim, Achashverosh, Klaius was Makab the Torah B'Yahavah. The Exib, it says there, Kimo V'Kiblu Yehudim. That the Yehudim were Makab the Torah. We dashin, Kimo Mashi Kiblu Kvar. Klaius was Makab like a second time, the Torah Shabbat Peh. By Purim, what they read in Makab once before. Rashi b'mei Achashverosh mi'avas hanes. When Klai Yisrael saw the nation of Achashverosh of Haman, shenasa lehem, the mekabel the Torah b'yahavo. So this Gemara here is mashmak poshit, that b'shas, after as a divros, Klai Yisrael is not mekabel it m'yahavo, but more or less nine is they're forced to do it. So today's really is the kashmir, the psukim says nasa v'nishma. Klai Yisrael is mekabel the Torah l'chur b'yahavo. They said a nasa v'nishma. So how can we say they were forced to do it? Today's is tema, the Madura Rabba, hold everything in the forum. She chorus Moshe Brisim Yisrael al Torah v'mitzvus v'shbiyam akach. She kiblus kol Torah v'hagrizim arevom. The alfiyah dibur hoye. Break about their force. The alimei kashmirish kiblu midayt miyavo. What? Kol agigus. Alf bishik v'ag dimo is nasal nishma. His class already said nasal nishma. So churut shveh hak es shema yiyu chayzrim kishir reish gedela. When they got afraid of Hashem, then they were chayzim. When they were in Shiyotin Shmosim, we'll soon see the next Gemara. The Shas Kabbalah Satara, they were pushing the Yotin Shmosim. So they got so afraid, they were chayzer. Some learned the Pshat is that there's a chil between Terah Shabbat and Terah Shabbat Peh. That Terah Shabbat, that they said Nasa V'Nishma. But Terah Shabbat Peh, that they were Mekabal. That was only forced upon them. But Hodah, the Achashverosh, there they were Mekabal Terah Shabbat Peh. Right. Omer Rav Chizkiya. My dichtiv, what the pasuk says, Mishamayim hishmato din. From Shemayim we heard din. Eretz yora, about to heard din. Trashim means Torah. Is they got afraid. Eretz yora, we were afraid. Ushav v'shokta, and then it calmed down. There's a kashim yiru lo mashokti. If they got afraid, why was it calm down? V'yimshokti, if it was quiet, peaceful, lo mayor, why'd they get afraid? Elo, v'tchila yara. At the beginning they had yira. Well, if saif shokti, at the end they had, it was shokti, they quieted down. Trashim v'tchila means, kaidim shomi yisroh nasa v'nishma. They were afraid. Yara, shemele, kablu. Well, the Abishu was afraid, maybe they wouldn't be Makabla Torah. V'yachzerelim tovavav k'rash lokish. We'll soon see why they're afraid. So the Mar v'lo mayor, why were they afraid? Kid the Resh Lakish, the Yomer Resh Lakish. Might it still, what does the Pasuk say? Vayi Erev, Vayi Voike, Yoim HaShishi. What does the Pasuk say? Yoim HaShishi. What's the Hey? Hey Yisera, Lomeli. Why does the Torah say an extra Hey? Yoim HaShishi. Should have said Yoim Shishi. Malameh Shehisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Bracious. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight with Maisa Bracious. Omelahem. Im Yisrael Mekabla Matayr of Klai, so we'll be Mekabla the Torah, Atem Et Kayomim. There'll be a Kiyim in this world, the world will exist. V'yim Lav, if Klai so will not be Mekabla the Torah, Ani Machzer Eschem Masevavo, I'll destroy the world, Legamri. So therefore, B'shas Kabbalah Satayrah, the world was afraid, Poshit. Because the world was afraid, maybe Klai so will not be Mekabla the Torah. If they will not be Mekabla the Torah, the world would be Tovavo, it'll be destroyed again. So Klai so Poshit was afraid. That's why Metchila, it was Yorah. But later, after Klai saw the Mekabla Torah, then Shokta. Bu'adin Meproshim say this goes Keseda. If there will ever be a second in this world that nobody will be learning Torah, the world will right away go back to Selvavo. There is no Kiyim of the world, like the Gemara says here, because people are learning Torah. That's one of the Pshatim they say why the world, the sun goes around the world, like there's always a part of the world that is day and not night. Because the Keseda in the world, there's always times that people are learning Torah. Let it be 1 second that nobody in the world is learning Torah. That was the Tanai in Maisa Bracious. Miyad, the world will go back to Tovavo. Dorash Reb Simoi. V'yishor Shek Dimu Yisrael Nasa Nishma. By Kavol Sater, when the Klai Yisrael said, Nasa first will do, then we'll hear, is Bo Shishim Rebuya Shomach Yeshorus. 600,000 Molochim came. L'chol Echad V'yechad Yisrael. To every single Yid in Klai Yisrael. And Koshu Lo Shnek Sorim. They gave each one 2 special crowns on top of him. Echot Kenega Nase, V'yechot Kenega Nishma. Now the Chivin Shechotu Yisrael, later by the Eagle, when Klai Yisrael did the Chet, Yordu Neya V'yesr Mibuyi, 120,000 came down, Malchei Chavola, Malachim of Chavola, Operkim took off the Ksarim that the Klai Yisrael had. Shenema V'yisnatlu B'nei Yisrael Es Edjom. It was taken away, the Edjom means the Shenkait Mehar Chorif. And Midashin Edjom means this crown that they received. Omer Rav Chomer Rav Chanina. The Choriv Tonu, they got their crowns in Choriv, and the Choriv Parku was taken away from them. They did the Chetego right there. The Choriv Tonu Kedyamon, like we said here. The Choriv Parku, what's the right was on the Choriv, took it away. The Chsevi is not so B'nai Yisrael, and the Kosh Baruch took it away. Omer Rav Yechanan, the Kulon Zocha Moshe V'notlon, and all these crowns that were taken away from Klai Yisrael, Moshe was Eichowis. The Samach that the Pasuk right away says, O Moshe Yikech Es Oil, Moshe took his oil outside, and from that he was Zeichah B'Kroin, and Amr HaShlokish. And Yikach Oil, he took the oil, Mashmi took the crowns also. Trashi Moshe Yikach, Oysoi Odei, Loshen, he took the Odei, means he took all the crowns from Klai Yisrael. Loshen Acher Es Oil, Loshen, Volo Neroi, V'Hoye K'Roin Orponov. That's where he got his K'Roin Orponov, that was from the Ksarim of Klai Yisrael. So Moshe was Zeichah with them all. Abomer Shlokish, also the Kodesh Baruch Hu la'achzir lon. There come a time that Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us back the crowns. Shenema Fuduya Hashem Yeshuvim. That Kodesh Baruch Hu will be paider us. Although Tzion Berina will come back there to Tzion Berina v'simchas oylem aroshim. There'll be a simchas oylem on top of the head. V'dashen simcha shemiyolem aroshim. They'll get again the simcha they once had before upon the head. Means the ksarim they once had b'shas kabbalas ha'torah. The Moshe Mashiach will get back the ksarim back again. Omer Reb Elozer, v'yishor shek dimo Yisrael nasa nishma. When Klai Yisrael said such a lashon of nasa of nishma, yotza baskel v'yomer, the Malachim came to baskel came out and said, migilo lebonai rozer. Who told Klai Yisrael this secret, this roz? Shemalchi hashoros meshtam shemboi. This is a lashon that Malachim do. Malachim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them to do something, it doesn't clear and ask, should I, shouldn't I do it? Right away he goes and does it. This is a roz that the Malachim act that way. The Pasuk says, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachim, Kibor Rekoyach, Oy Sei Devoroi, they do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibor, Lishmoya B'Koyol. Then they listen. b'dibure. The bereisha oisei, first the malachim do. For hodu l'shmoy, and then they listen. And the mashal's mazba, this midah of the malachim is a pshat, they don't have a yetzara. If you don't have a yetzara, when Hashem tells you to do something, you jump right away and do it. On the yetzara. We that have a yetzara, we're here to do something, we track. Yetzara tells you, hey, think about it. Maybe don't do it. The reason why people don't do it, because we have a yetzara. So this is a rule that malachim act that way. Because Baruch Hu says something to malach without a yetzara, you jump and do it. So at the bishman, matan Torah, Klai Yisrael was a matzah without the yetzara. The mamash in a matzah, the mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamash nasav nishma. Whatever you say, we're going to jump right away and do it, even before we understand it. Omer Reb Chomer, Reb Chanina, my dich siv, what does the pasuk say? Ki tapuach biyatzi ayar, like an apple tree. Lomo nimshlu yisol tapuach, why is Klai Yisrael then doing with an apple tree? Leimuloch, ma tapuach zeh, just like an apple tree. Peirov, koidim lo'olov, first the apple comes out, and then the leaves come out. After Yisrael, hagdimu nasla nishma, or then Klai Yisrael was matim nasla nishma. The Torah is there to kash, ikshra ben otam, shirayonu royim, shagidu kishari lonos. And we see an apple tree goes like all the trees. Every tree, first the bud comes out, the leaves, and then you have the peri. So how could the Gemara say here, an apple tree, first you have the fruit, and then you have the leaves. Meforish, therefore, Tai says, tapuach hainu esrit. Here the Gemara means an esrit tree. V'reach apech tapuchim, v'tagmin kirecho d'esroigo. V'esrit peri of koidim l'olav, shedar vila mishon l'shono. And an esrit can stay on the tree year to year. From the site, even though the leaves fall off, the peri with the esrog stays on it. So the esrog is on the tree even before the new leaves grow out. So that's why Klai Yisrael daima to an esrog. That even before they heard what to do, they said nasa will do. Before they heard nishma, they said nasa. So the marahut tzeduki techazion narava. Chut tzeduki, some of his kaifer, they wore mekabel Torah, shabbat 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 peh. As Chazal Rav, he saw Rav, the Komayim b'shmaitito, as Rav was mamish learning a sugi Gemara. He has a cup in the Gemara, he was mamish thinking very hard. V'yosvetz boso didei tu sekaryo. And his finger was underneath his leg. I said, see, he didn't know what Rav didn't know what he was doing, he was thinking the Gemara. He had his foot underneath his leg. V'komayitz b'hom, and he started to like press down on his leg. So then he squashed his foot, his finger. V'komavoyinetz boso doma. And his finger started to come out, started to bleed. Blood was coming out of his finger. His Rebbe was learning so stark in the Gemara, his mind was in the Gemara, he didn't realize what he was doing. So he started to step down, like he was like this, and he stepped down and squashed his finger, that blood came out. That's what, so the Tzduki saw this. Omele, Tzduki said, Oma Paziza, you're a man that do things too fast. Shashi Nima, you're doing it very fast. The Kadmiso Pamaichlud Naichu, your mouth spoke out before your ears heard it. In other words, instead of saying Nasa V'nishma, first you should hear if you could do it. Like, look at yourself, you're like killing yourself, you make yourself bleed. Akati b'mechazaychu k'maisu. And still, you're in this mati, you do things too fast. Trashti k'misu p'maychu l'naychu, k'idim sheshematim oiso, heichi kosho, v'yim tuchu l'amed bo, kibaltum lechel m'kaimo. Before you even heard what the Torah is all about, you said Nasa, you do it. As first you should have listened. And you're still not Nasa, you're doing things too fast, like you're learning and you're killing yourself. So breishi boi lechula mishmoyim. At the beginning, you should have listened. Imatzisa kabliso viloi. To listen to what the mitzvahs were. Could you be mekav the mitzvahs or not? Viloi like kibliso. And if you can't do it, it's too hard for you. Don't be mekav the Torah. That's what the Zduki said to Rav. Omulei. So Rav answered back to him. Anan os klai Yisrael. The sagine b'shleimusa. We have a midah. We're b'shleim.